Hello, friends. This is another episode of Pillow Fort Podcast Productions. Welcome to our very chill,
very relaxing,
no worries,
no hurries,
deep breath,
no bath.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
Did you say no bath?
Did I?
You did?
Well, it's a pretty good suggestion.
You definitely have to take a bath.
See, you're not being very chill right now.
I am. I am still super chill.
Okay, then.
Okay.
So we'll keep going. Our no bath.
Albie!
Okay. Our maybe a bath.
Definitely a bath.
Imagination journey.
Albie.
Zia.
Do you want to tell our friends what an imagination journey is?
I would love to. A journey is like a trip.
Like going to the beach.
Or the mountains.
Or to a really good plant store, but it's like super far away, so you can't really go there very often.
And the imagination part means it happens in your mind.
Whoa.
No traffic jams in an imagination journey.
Nice.
So everybody, buckle up your imagination seatbelts.
Roll down your imagination windows if you like a nice imagination breeze.
And let's get this imagination journey started.
You're sitting at the park in a nice sunny spot.
You can feel the grass, and it's extra super soft grass.
And you can feel the sun, which is extra warm and cozy.
And what's that by your knee? Why, it's a small caterpillar.
With a top hat.
And a briefcase.
And he's saying, "Hello there, old friends. Wish I could join ya, but I've got to get to the big meeting."
And you watch him, caterpillar, walk on by, all his little legs moving super fast to get to that meeting.
And then there's a smell.
See ya!
It's a good smell. It's waffle cones.
Oh, and the smell of sunscreen. Banana and coconut sunscreen.
You take a deep breath smelling all that good smell.
And still feeling the sunny sun.
And then you hear something.
Birds. But also, they're tap dancing birds.
You've landed in the middle of a bird dance recital in the park.
How lucky.
And these birds are really good. They have incredible moves.
As you watch the birds dance, another bird in a vest flies down and hands you a waffle cone full of frozen yogurt and sprinkles.
You eat the waffle cone.
Crunchy. Sweet.
And then the frozen yogurt.
Freezy. Sweet.
You see the birds.
You hear the tap shoes.
You feel the sun.
And the grass.
You smell that banana
coconut sunscreen.
You take a deep breath.
And the sun begins to set. The sky starts to turn golden, orangey, pink.
So relaxing.
But then, something emerges from the ground.
Wait, what?
There's a loud roar of an engine as a spaceship emerges from the grass.
Albie, this wasn't in the script.
The spaceship is shiny and red and smells like barbecue chips. The door to the spaceship opens, and a banana in a spacesuit and a coconut in a spacesuit emerge.
What?
Come with us to space, they say. They smell like a banana and a coconut, but actually the banana smells like a coconut, and the coconut smells like a banana.
Confusing.
You look down and notice the caterpillar is back, and this time he opens his briefcase. There's a spacesuit inside. He hands it to you and says,
"The meeting went well. You are officially going to space."
That's what the meeting was about?
You say, "But what about my waffle cone?" And the banana says, "We'll get you a new one when you get to the moon!
Is that why you're going to the moon?
Of course! You zip up your spacesuit, and all the tap-dancing birds pick you up with their beaks and fly you to the spaceship door. The coconut salutes the birds, closes the door, and you blast into space!
Wow.
Yep.
That took a real turn.
What can I say? I've got a powerful imagination.
Thanks for coming with us on this imagination journey. Until next time.
Tally-ho!
So, who was the caterpillar anyway?
Oh, him? He owns the spaceship and the moon, honestly.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if he owns more things than that.
More things than the moon?
Oh, he was a huge...